Hello and welcome to another episode of the PokeCast! I am Otis
and this is Willy!
Today we are doing Super Showdown! Like Remy told you in the last episode, he gave you a spoiler, but it's fine.
Spoiler alert!
What does Sudowoodo look like? Sudowoodo is like a mini log, isn't it, Remy?
Yeah.
With branches sticking out of it.
As its arms. And it's got like a leaf on each branch for fingers and three fingers.
And, well, it's just got a really happy face.
And tiny
legs. But
when
it's attacking, it's fierce.
Yeah.
So, does Sudowoodo evolve?
No!
Three moves that Sudowoodo can do.
Counter, Stone Edge, Earthquake.
Now Remy is going to ask me some questions.
In Sudowoodo and evolve.
Yes.
Does Ash have Sudowoodo?
Yes.
What type is Sudowoodo?
Rock!
Now Remy is going to do his impression of Sudowoodo.
Sudowoodo.
Well done, Remy. That was impressive. Now, favourite episode with Sudowoodo in? Well, I like it. Well, I like this episode where Roy, the Pokemon trainer
from
Pokemon Horizons, battles another person, a gym leader, and then, like, that gym leader has Sudowoodo
and Pokemon.
And it, it's...
Why is that?
Because Sudowoodo is just a funny Pokemon and it can do this really cool move that's called Stone Edge, which Remy told you about earlier. Now, Remy, what's your favourite episode with Sudowoodo in?
The Shame with You.
Why is that?
Probably because the same reason as you.
Yeah, I guess. Now, we're moving on to comments and questions.
So, our first... question is from Sam, who was in our friend, and he asked, who would win the fight, Gyarados or Charizard? Well, first of all, they don't fight, they battle, and it would be Gyarados.
Why is that, Remy?
Because Charizard is a fire type. Gyarados is a water type. Gyarados would be super effective. Water types are super effective. The fire types. So there you go. That's your answer.
So, James wants to know, who would win in a battle between me and Remy's favourite Pokemon? Well, my favourite Pokemon is Mega Mewtwo Y, and Remy's
favourite Pokemon is Raikou.
The legendary. Or is it legendary or mythical, Remy?
Legendary.
Yeah. And my one's mythical.
No.
Oh, yeah, it is legendary.
You're
thanks,
thinking
Remy.
Of Mew.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Mew. And, yeah, they would... So Mewtwo would probably start off with an attack of Shadow Ball. Then what would Raikou use?
Probably Thunderbolt.
And then Mewtwo would try dodge it, maybe get hit.
Mewtwo would probably use, like, a shield.
Oh, yeah, Mewtwo would probably use a shield. And like then blast another Shadow Ball at it.
And then eventually it would just... Mewtwo would use Psychic.
On Raikou. And then probably beat Raikou.
In seconds.
In maybe a few minutes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's what would happen.
Yeah. Well, Ven wants to know... What do Pokemon do in their spare time? Well, probably be with the trainer.
Or trapped in a Pokeball.
And that's sleeping really in the Pokeball.
Yeah, it's kind of sleeping. And that's really it.
And what else?
Or just being wild.
Yeah,
wild.
They might not be caught.
Yeah, wild Pokemon just randomly run around and fly and swim.
And all that?
Yeah. So, Marisa asked, if you could make an epic blend with two Pokemon, which Pokemon would you choose and why?
Well, I would choose Raikou and Entei, because they're both super powerful and legendary, and I think it would be epic
to battle now, it or catch it.
That's really cool, Remy. Now, my one would be Charmander and Bulbasaur. Like, it would have a Charmander body, but with, like, Bulbasaur legs and the Bulbasaur plant bit on its back, and then a Charmander head, and it would look really cute. That's why I would choose it, and it's just, it would be so cute.
Drew wants to know if the first generation of Pokemon were the best. I say no.
I would say yes.
I'd say no because I would say they're very cute, but I wouldn't say they're very powerful.
I would say yes because they're really cute, but and also kind of powerful because their evolves are pretty good.
Yeah,
and so are they, because they can use pretty powerful attacks, and that's why I chose the first generation. So, Molly wanted to know if she was a Pokemon, what would she look like, and what would she be? What would her name be, yes, and what would her powers be?
Well, actually, we don't know. It's actually up to you. You would choose. So what superpower have you wanted to be, and you, what do you want to look like as a Pokemon?
Now, come back to us in the next episode and we'll share it with our other listeners, Molly. Thank you for listening
to the PokeCast.
That's the end.
Bye.
Bye. PokeCast out.